They once asked a saint, how can you speak so lucidly, so with so much passion about sin? And the saint replied, because I know it from personal experience. Everybody has that in common. There is no organization, there is no person on the planet who needs to be told the dysfunction of sin or to have it explained to them. They know it from personal experience. Or we may give some insight from time to time on the psychology of sin and what we choose, but none of us goes through life unscathed. We, as wounded warriors of Christ, know this for certain, that everybody is in the same boat. And so, when we speak about sin, we speak from personal experience, and hopefully we speak from compassion and understanding that we believe no social engineering, no amount of effort will help humanity if humanity separates itself from God and His power and His grace to save. We say this with faith and conviction, not with any sort of condemnation, not with any sort of pressure, but as a people deeply convinced that with our own power we cannot do it all. People have tried, societies have tried, organizations have tried. And once we forget that magical addition of God's grace and His power, we tend to flounder and fail. The myrrh-bearing woman today go to the grave seeking the body of Christ to do Him the final service in Jewish burial rituals, to anoint His body with oils. And an angel in the tomb says, do not fear, He is not here. Why do you seek the living among the dead? When we look for God in our lives, do not be disappointed in yourself. Do not condemn yourself. Do not give up on yourself. But renew your faith in Christ and His power to save you, and say, even in the grave, the angel says, don't worry. God hasn't forgotten you. Look for Him among the living in your life. Do not be overwhelmed where you have chosen bad things, but remind yourselves every day to what you are called to be, and to that God that will not abandon you, but that will walk with you. Because everybody has to answer that question. Do you really believe God can help you in your life? In grammar school, in high school, in college, in work, in old age, in a nursing home? When you're sick in the hospital, about to die, do you still believe? Yes, I do. And with that conviction, then Christ walks with you and you will see His power manifested in your life. And just as none of us needs anyone to explain to us the damage that sin does in our lives, we will not need anyone to explain the power of Christ in your life to help you, to give you wisdom, and to guide you. Because if you believe, you will see and you will feel His power in your life. God never gets tired of helping us and forgiving us. We get tired of asking for forgiveness and getting up from our failures. never tire, never give up, always believe, because your life is full of hope if you look at Christ, who rose from the dead and tells you, don't look for me in the bad things that you have done. Look for me in the great things that I have prepared for you. Христос воскрес!